And now it's time for an installment in the history of fashion with Archibald, the part of the show where Archibald comes out and shares a lesson in the history of fashion. In the olden days, the biggest craze with the folks who live back then of the bourgeoisie, an accessory for the women and the men. Not pant or shirt, nor blouse or skirt, or anything made from thread, but woven hair from horse or bear situated on the head.
Our astonishing wigs!
They're enormously big!
We love our astonishing wigs!
Astonishing wigs, astonishing wigs, do you like our astonishing wigs?
Most famous queens of greatest means to the lowly Duchess Fair ran a common thread upon the head for those unhappy with their hair. Now you can bet that even pets and livestock would confer. So wigs they took to improve the look of their bristles and their fur.
Our astonishing wigs!
They're enormously big!
We love our astonishing wigs!
Astonishing wigs, astonishing wigs, do you like our astonishing wigs?
We are the pigs in wigs, yes, our locks are very big, and we squeal without a care in our artificial hair.
Our hearts are most enthralled, since pigs like us are bald.
So we'll sing and we'll smile and we'll proudly flaunt the style of our astonishing wigs.
And so it's said, this fashion spread from the lofty to the low. From prince to pig, the look was big and continued thus to grow. Hence girls and boys would dress their toys in manufactured mops. Then bush and tree soon too would see small wigs upon their tops.
Our astonishing wigs!
They're enormously big!
We love our astonishing wigs!
Astonishing wigs, astonishing wigs, do you like our astonishing wigs?
These are our twigs in wigs, yes, our locks are very thin, and they dance without a care in their artificial hair.
We don't panic
if their hair gets problematic.
We just sit back and smile
for the fabricated style
of our astonishing wigs.
So you think I'm silly?
Well, yes. This has been an installment in the history of fashion with Archibald. Tune in next time to hear Archibald say,
"So then, after a while, wigs went out of fashion and everyone turned to bell bottoms."
Oh, brother.
Our astonishing wigs!